You're listening to KSMU, and today on Making a Difference, Stories of Hope and Help, the Youth Empowerment Project, or YEP, a youth-oriented and directed program of the Community Foundation of the Ozarks and the Rural Schools Partnership. YEP's mission is to empower youth to positively impact their community through education, service, grant-making, and fundraising. The goal of the Youth Empowerment Project is to develop young philanthropists in the rural Ozarks and of the nearly 40 southern Missouri school districts with YEP chapters active today. YEPO, the Youth Empowerment Project in Ozark, Missouri, was one of the first to go operational. Here today to talk about YEPO is a former co-president of the student organization, recent Ozark graduate, now MSU student, Brooke Widmer, and YEPO's founder, retired teacher Karen Miller.
I retired in 2002, but I was president of Findlay River Community Foundation, an affiliate of Community Foundation of the Ozarks. And I went to a meeting in that capacity at CFO, and I'm like, I'm a retired teacher. I really like kids. This is pretty interesting. So I kind of figured out how to do it and got permission from the superintendent and the high school principal and sent out some information letters to high school teachers and got a list of kids, invited them to an information meeting. And I was looking for 9 to 15 kids. And a lot more kids than that came to the information meeting, and I ended up with 23. Move ahead about 10, 12 years, and first fall meeting in the new high school, usually sophomores come in, and sophomores have no clue what's going on. They sit back and wait and see. And I met you that day. You jumped right in, volunteered for everything you could possibly volunteer for. And I knew you were going to be good.
That was fun. I remember that meeting, too. Because we made a really cool poster for all the talent show participants. And we still use, I think they still use that one. I saw it last year. But, yeah, that's when we first started divvying up judges. That was probably the first thing I did when I, as a part of YEPO, was get Greg Brady to come to our high school. Do you remember that?
Yes.
But yeah, when I sent the email to Greg Brady's agent, or Barry Williams, and it ended up working. He showed up at my high school. I remember him walking up, and he put his hand out to give me a handshake, and I had the biggest crush on Greg Brady when I was little, so I went in for a hug.
I think that was the only time we had a delay at intermission, because everybody wanted their picture taken with Greg Brady.
Yeah.
We have done so much with that group. I'm so impressed with how that group worked, and you were a huge part of it, involved in running the talent show.
That first year, since it was my first year, I wasn't a huge part of running it, but I helped with a lot of the backstage stuff. And then the next year, I was the grants officer. So when I became co-president with Lexi, I did notice there was a lot that you guys sponsors were doing that, our students weren't necessarily doing.
I think you were the student that facilitated the move between the sponsors doing the work and the kids doing the work. You were the first one that really stepped up and said, I can do this, and it seems like it's my job. Mm-hmm. So what was your experience as grant chairman?
Yeah, my junior year is when I did that. I think it was really cool to learn about grants and learn more about the fundraising side of stuff.
I like that because that's my favorite part of being involved in a community foundation or retired teachers foundation, is that you get to give out grants.
Yeah.
You get to give money to people that need it for something.
Mm-hmm.
And the more people you can help, the better it is. You learn to choose what's going to help the most people for the longest period of time. And this whole program, this whole idea is kids earning money to give other kids grant money.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids have to apply for the grants. They have to write the grants also. And I don't know if you were in on that one time when kindergartners wrote a grant in crayon. One of my favorite grant applications ever.
Since then, with different community projects I've done, more environmental related conservation stuff, I've had to fill out grants. So it was cool to, since I had experience choosing who would get a grant and going through the application process, it was kind of cool. So I knew what looked good on applications, so I could try to tailor mine that way. I always say, how many students know what an endowment fund is? I got to learn the ins and out of a lot of the financial side of groups, which has been a help. I like the nonprofit side of work. So
when you were a senior, had me write you a letter of recommendation for the YEP scholarship that all of the YEP kids in Southwest Missouri are eligible for. And you got that scholarship.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm using it to study here at Missouri State University, studying wildlife biology right now. I keep thinking if I go back for a master's, it's going to be like nonprofit business management. And again, YEP was such a big help in, you know, introducing me to that. But little did I know that joining this group, I learned so much with it and then have, you know, such great leadership teaching me all about giving back to others. So I'm really thankful for that and really thankful that I got to know you through it and learned a lot from you.
You're very welcome. And I have to thank you because as president of Findlay River Community Foundation, I wanted to basically train future board members, future philanthropists in Ozark, or future philanthropists wherever all these kids ended up. You as a leader in YEPO influenced the kids we have now, and I can see them taking a much bigger role, but you showed them how to do that in the first place. And I have a much better YEPO group now. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad it's still growing.
Brooke Widmar is a former co-president of the Youth Empowerment Project in Ozark, Missouri, a group which was founded in 2002 by retired teacher Karen Miller. Since 2002, YEPO has awarded around $20,000 in grants for school projects in and around Ozark, and today has 117 active members. For information about the Youth Empowerment Project of the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, cfozarks.org. For Making a Difference, Stories of Hope and Help, I'm Mike Smith.